The title of my sermonette today is Our Agency and God's Direction. I've always been impressed with people who I meet who know exactly what they want in life. They know what they want to be when they grow up, quote unquote. They choose a destination. They set off to achieve it. You know the type. They declare a purpose in life at an early age, becoming fascinated by the prospect of shaping their life to do something. Not really worried about why, because it has meaning for them. Some people are just born to be teachers or a pilot or what have you. They're the type of people who have a clear, decisive answer when you ask them about themselves. Who are you? What do you do? They give you a quick answer. I'm an inventor or I'm a dentist, right? Very, very clear answer. I've always wanted to be like that from a young age. Really tried to figure out a destination and a purpose, even to this day. Honestly, it's a little embarrassing that I haven't got it quite figured out yet. I write in a journal. I have for most of my adult life, sometimes more, sometimes less. But the common theme, as I look back occasionally on some of the notes that I've taken, involves pondering ad nauseum. What do I want to do with my life? You would think that I would have things figured out by now, being nearly 50. But, you know, here I am, having zigzagged my way through adulthood, and I still don't quite have things figured out yet to the degree of precision that one might expect. But that's okay. Fortunately, I've become reconciled with this fact of not really knowing what my final destination is going to be. I've let go of that and become satisfied with just going in the right direction. Having the right bearing is enough. There are still things that I want to do, don't get me wrong. I do set goals and I do work on them, but I'm not driven by a clear and specific purpose beyond living a life that is committed to God. Sometimes I'll listen to various podcasts or people talk about how important it is to have a purpose, something that drives you, and that is what helps you figure out what to do in your life. And that puzzles me. I'm like, what is my purpose? Again, my purpose is, as I've defined it, very general, and that's okay. Now, you may be more or less like me. I'm not sure. I really hope that you do better than I do, because constantly swirling can make you a little bit dizzy. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But whether you are one of those who I admire with a clear purpose and identity, or if you have more questions than answers, I think you will find God's perspective on how people direct their lives and how He works in people's lives to be very insightful. What is the relationship between our own free will, our own agency, and the purpose that God's will is in our lives to lead us in the right direction? We have a desire. God has a desire. How does that work together? Well, let's open up to our first scripture today. This is in Jeremiah 10, and I'm reading verse 23. Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. When I recently read the scripture, I believe it was in a split sermon, I believe, by Christoph Spritzel at the feast this year, I felt an immediate reaction of just a hint of discouragement. The simplest thing that I can do in my life is make decisions about what to do with the next moment that I have in time. And what does it say here? Even that simple thing of making a decision about choosing my next step is something that I don't do very well. In fact, it says here that people don't do it very well. Well, that's just great, isn't it? Now what? If I can't even make a decision about what to do next, boy, what can I do? I don't even know how to make decisions on my own that lead me in the right direction. Are we doomed to failure if we follow the dictates of our own hearts? Is that what this says? according to what we read here, if we're on our own, and if we don't seek God, yes, why is it not within man to direct his own steps? We should know by now that being carnal human beings, flesh and blood as we are, naturally we make decisions that feed the carnal beast. And as we know, carnality is at odds with God. We need to be led by the Spirit of God to do what's best, to live according to the Spirit. We need to listen and follow His direction. And that's why we see the reference to correction here. Our steps need to be corrected by God. We will certainly take steps, but we aren't going to learn from God unless He offers us correction, showing us the right way instead of the wrong way. That is the relationship that we have in directing our paths. Let's go back to Psalm 37, and there we'll read verses 23 and 24. Psalm 37 and verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord holds him with his hand. Following up from the passage that we just read in Jeremiah about correction, it happens, right? We are corrected, but if we look at what we read here in Psalm 37, correction doesn't necessarily involve pain and agony. In fact, when we desire correction, it allows us to grow. We ask for correction. We ask for help. We desire learning from God. We desire understanding. Teach me the way that I should go. In fact, in Jeremiah, it says, correct me, but with justice. He's asking for that direction from God. This is one way that God directs us, through correction. And when we submit to the will of God, both asking Him for direction and most importantly, responding to that, it delights Him. That's how we work together. He wants to teach us, but He needs us to be willing to learn. We will fail. We will go down the wrong path when we hit a fork in the road, but God is there to get us back on track. That's how He works with us. This is how our own free will works in conjunction with God's will. I've got two examples we'll read today. The first one is about Saul, not King Saul, but Paul before his name was changed. This is in Acts chapter 9, and I'll read verses 1 through 6. Acts chapter 9, beginning in verse 1. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. And as we know from the rest of the story, that is exactly what he does. Here we see Saul with a very definitive purpose in his life, very zealous, which is to persecute those Christians in their wrong-headed ways. Do the work of God. That is what he wanted to do. But guess what? He's doing it all wrong. God stops him in his tracks, Jesus Christ, that is, and he corrects him. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Jesus Christ intervenes here. Saul's response needs to be our response too. He asks Jesus, Okay then, what do you want me to do? He's willing to respond. He takes that correction He's daring enough, of course, to follow the direction and purpose that he has, but he's willing and asking to be directed in his steps by God. And then, of course, filled with inspiration, he does exactly what Jesus directs him to do, and he becomes one of the pillars of the church, a leader whose words we read today. Saul's will aligned with God's will. Let's read the counterexample. Let's go back to Matthew 19, and I'll read verses 16 through 22. This is about the rich young ruler, another story we are familiar with. Matthew 19 and verse 16. Now behold, one came and said to him, "Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" Seeking the right direction, or seeking the right purpose, right? Has the right goal. And continuing, so he said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." He said to him, "Which ones?" Jesus said, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." But when the young man heard this saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Here we have an example of a young man who thought he knew what he wanted to do. And similar to Saul's situation, Jesus tells him what he needs to do to fulfill his desire. And here is the threshold that he would need to cross to progress towards his apparent life's ambition, which is eternal life. He needed to give up what he had, but he couldn't quite do it. He could not submit to that will of God. Rather than direct his steps following the instructions of Jesus Christ, it appears that he goes his own way. And as we know, that is not the right direction. It is not in man to direct his own steps. Our steps need to be directed by God. So let's bring this back to the lives of you and me. Do you have a clear direction in life, or do you have more questions than answers about your purpose? Whatever your answer is, the bigger question is, are you involving God in your life's quest through life, or in your life's quest? And are you doing that enough? If we want to arrive at the right destination, we must invite Him in as our navigator if we want to find fulfillment. I'll read Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths."